This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now let's question a central assumption about the job market in America. We report quite often that there's a skills gap, that employers want to hire more people, but people aren't out there with the skills they need. But is it a skills gap or really a pay gap? Joining us from time to time here on the Marketplace Morning Report, Pedro da Costa, senior correspondent at Business Insider. He is just back from a conference focused on this skills gap problem, or should I say alleged problem, Pedro?
The Business CEO Roundtable held an event and had two U.S. senators, one Democrat, one Republican, and prominently J.P. Morgan CEO Jamie Dimon was there. And they were literally presenting a report that there is a skills gap and how to address this supposed problem. But the first question that came up was, if there is such a skills gap, why aren't wages rising, right? These folks believe in free markets. They should understand market forces. And if there's actually a dearth of available workers, then wages should be rising to attract more talent.
So what did the boss over at J.P. Morgan Chase tell you when you asked?
He blamed regulation broadly and said that there are other factors holding back the economy, structural factors. But he really didn't give me a convincing answer. That's why I ended up calling a bunch of economists and trying to figure out whether this skills gap does in fact exist, and if so, what the deal is behind it, really.
And some of these experts think it's a bit of an illusion.
And one of the things they point to is that the skills gap excuse, as one of them called it, is as evergreen. Employers were reporting skill shortages and the inability to fill certain positions, even at the height of the Great Recession, when unemployment was at 10%, and you could hardly argue that there was nobody out there without any skills to fill those jobs, because there were plenty of unemployed PhDs and on down the line of skills.
But Pedro, surely you're not arguing that we shouldn't devote more resources to giving people skills. I mean, we have this shift in manufacturing toward much greater levels of technology and working with robots, for instance. And you can imagine a situation where an employer is looking for someone who knows how to do something and there aren't enough of them.
That's absolutely true. But one of the counterarguments to that is in the old days of manufacturing, when employers came to that dilemma that you just pointed out, what they would do is they would train the person themselves. Who can say education is bad, right? I'm certainly not going to be one to do that. I think the issue is it's not an education gap that's hampering it's not a primary force hampering the labor market right now, because if it were, then you'd see wages rising and workers finding it easier to obtain training.
Always good to talk to Pedro da Costa, senior correspondent at the publication Business Insider. Thank you for this.
Thank you so much, David.